Catholic Charities West Michigan is hosting the Raising Hope event and a very special keynote to share. To talk about it, CEO of Catholic Charities West Michigan, Chris Slater, in the house. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Shelley.
Bethany Stowe, Associate Director of Fundraising and Events. Big deal for you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning to you, Bethany. Yes, what, 2 weeks from tonight?
2 weeks from tonight. So we are inviting our community and our supporters to come celebrate with us our programs. And this year we are focusing on our behavioral health and mental health counseling programs that we offer at Catholic Charities.
Right. We'll get into the specifics of the event itself. Again, November 28th at the beautiful Frederick Meyer Garden, 6:30 p.m. Again, Chris Slater, tell me about Catholic Charities West Michigan.
Sure. So at Catholic Charities West Michigan, we focus on family and children services, food insecurity, social justice, and also, as you mentioned, our behavioral health services, which include anxiety, depression, substance use disorder, domestic violence, also some parenting, coaching, mentoring, counseling, just trying to empower folks to achieve their God-given potential.
Yes. And picking apart your name, which we always do, Catholic, important in your title?
Sure. So we are a Catholic agency. We focus strongly on Catholic social teaching, but it's important to keep in mind that the things we do are because we're a Catholic agency, not because the people we serve are Catholic. So you do not have to be Catholic to attend the event or receive services or partner with us in the community.
What about the word charities?
Sure. So charity, this is something we do at the very root of the family and the community, that's driven by love, and it's something that's deep in Scripture and is a very close part of our agency.
Awesome. And your headquarters are located on?
We are on Jefferson in Grand Rapids, and we also have the Muskegon site is also our Lakeshore headquarters. So we have a total of 10 offices in West Michigan.
Yes, and of course, supported by talents, treasures, and I'm sure time from your community. And yet, here's an opportunity to maybe share a treasure and some time come the 28th. Tell me about your event, Bethany.
Yes, we're very excited. We're welcoming Ginger Z back home, the ABC News chief meteorologist who is a Rockford native. And we're offering, she's coming to share her story. She has a story that has depression. She was in a verbally abusive relationship. So she's going through a lot of those things that we're helping our clients go through as well and navigate through. So our hope and message that evening is going to be, we're here to support you. It's not a stigma. We're here to support you. Mental health issues don't pick and choose who suffers from those. And Catholic Charities is here to help you navigate through those and help you become the best possible version of yourself.
And that's usually done by a counseling opportunity?
Absolutely. So we offer individual counseling, group counseling. We have counseling that goes through the Michigan Department of Corrections. So we have several different programs that we'll be highlighting underneath our behavioral health programs.
Will Ginger have copies of her book, do you know?
We are hoping that she'll have copies of her books. And also, if people purchase a VIP ticket, we're offering a private reception with Ginger to meet her and to speak with her. And not just Ginger, but also our clients will be there. Some of our clients have stepped forward and they want to share their stories. And so we're sharing Ginger's story as well as our clients.
Yes. And yet I'm sure she'll be speaking about her her media journey as well and, the opportunities that she's had to get to where she's gotten, right?
Absolutely. So obviously we're all very proud of Ginger. She's local and now she is a national meteorologist. So she will be sharing what brought her to where she is and some of those struggles that she faced. But she also, her big message is she reached out for help. And she's not afraid to share her story. She wants to break that stigma. So that's why we really wanted to offer the opportunity for our community members to hear her message and to really hear that we want to support those that need these services.
And as you mentioned, to hear the powerful stories of impact by some of the clients that are sharing.
Absolutely. We're very grateful. We've had some clients step forward that have said, Catholic Charities has helped me so significantly that we want your supporters, your people who are attending this event to know that you are a vital piece of why I am where I am today. So it's going to be very inspiring, very impactful. We have some amazing clients.
Great. I want to get into a few more of the specifics, but back to you, Chris. Is this such that if one needed your services, is it a physician referral source or is it a knock on the door? Can you help me?
Sure. So your referral can come from your physician, but referrals also come from other community agencies. Yes. Folks can also just pick up the phone and call us and speak with an intake specialist. Especially if they have challenges with funding or their insurance plan. We work with everybody to make sure that everyone is getting served. I also want to mention, you know, Bethany spoke on, you know, folks reaching out for help, such as Ginger. Our clients are sharing their stories, and they're not scared, right? And that's something that we need to work on as a community. She mentioned the support, not stigma message. Mm-hmm. We've got to start talking about this stuff. We can't be scared of it. We can't be ashamed by it. Mm-hmm. This is impacting all of our families and our community. And to be honest, it's devastating. It's tearing families apart. And people cannot be, you know, there's historically there's been a lot of judgment and the stigma attached. And that stuff just has to stop because this stuff isn't dark and seedy. It's real. It's problems that people are struggling with, and there's reasons they have these problems, right? And we need to start addressing that stuff. So I think you know, the support, not stigma, that Bethany has latched onto is a perfect little tagline for what we want to talk about.
Talking about Catholic Charities West Michigan, obviously how their day-to-day welcomes you into their house if necessary, and certainly raising funds and friends at the Raising Hope dinner on the 28th. So again, Ginger Z, your keynote. We also might get that opportunity to check out the Meyer Gardens Christmas and holiday traditions, yes?
So included in the ticket price, you can browse the Christmas and Holiday Traditions Around the World exhibit, which all of us that are local know that that's a huge hit. So please come join us. We're really looking forward to having our guests.
Great. And, well, how do I get a ticket, I guess, is the cut to the chase?
Sure. Head to our website, ccwestmi.org. Under our events tab, there's a way to purchase tickets online, or you can call 616-551-5663, and we're happy to get you those tickets.
Nice. You want to give a shout out for Giving Tuesday?
Absolutely. So this event falls just after Giving Tuesday, and honestly, Giving Tuesday is starting off a whole season of giving and thinking about those that are less fortunate than us and how we can support those. So Giving Tuesday starts the 27th of November. Heading into our year end, we have over 1,000 clients that are registered that need Christmas gifts. So we're just hoping that in addition to Raising Hope and joining us that evening, that our community remembers that Catholic Charities West Michigan is here to serve, and we would love your support.
Your final words, Chris Slater, CEO?
Again, just I want to reiterate how important it is to get past this stigma piece. And this is one way we can support individuals in need. And I just mentioned, you know, we want to make sure anybody that is seeking treatment or counseling services has that opportunity. All of the money raised, the proceeds from this event will go towards behavioral health services here in West Michigan. And it's just so important that as a community, we address this issue together.
All right, Bethany, details one more time, please, for the 28th.
Wednesday, November 28th, Frederick Meyer Gardens. The reception begins at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are available online or by calling 616-551-5663.
Have fun with Ginger Z and obviously raising friends and families for a good cause. Catholic Charities West Michigan presenting the Raising Hope dinner on the 28th. Thanks to you, Chris Slater and Bethany Stowe. Go get them.